Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks very much for being part of our day. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Congressman Steve Chabot is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is an outstanding supporter of small business. He's congressman from the 1st District of Ohio, of the Republican persuasion, in the interest of full disclosure. And he's also the ranking member on the Small Business Committee. That means he's the top Republican in that committee. And having been a former small business owner and having made many payrolls, he's a great guy to have in that position. Congressman Chabot, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It's great to be with you and your listeners.
It's good to have you back. Congressman, before we get into some of the specific issues that I know you want to talk to us about, I'd like for you to take a moment and help me follow up on something I just did in the previous half hour. I was talking to my audience about making politics, making public policy one of their operating fundamentals, just like finance, just like management, just like marketing, but taking a certain amount of their time and a certain budget of their income, a certain amount of their budget, and focus it on public policy. And I encourage them to join their chambers of commerce. I encourage them to join groups that represent, that lobby for small business. But most importantly, I encourage them to let their congressmen and women and senators know what they want, what they have on their mind. As a person who is the recipient of that kind of influence, those kinds of comments and calls and letters and that sort of thing, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think you're absolutely right, Jim. It's important for small business folks who oftentimes will spend most of their time, as they should, working on improving their business, getting a larger customer base, and doing what's necessary to be successful in a competitive environment, to at least spend some time making sure that their public policy, the thing which will actually affect them from the government's point of view, that you're putting in some time there. And that means probably contacting your local elected officials, whether they're township trustees or whether they're county commissioners or city council people or members of Congress. And we have people who both meet with me in my office in Cincinnati from the small business community, mm-hmm. or if there's a convention or something in or around D.C., they'll come up and meet on an annual basis. You know, representatives from the Chamber of Commerce, NFIB, National Federation of Independent Business, other groups. And it's important to do that to make sure that the agenda, which will help to make your business more successful, is being heard. Because you can be sure that the other side is paying a lot of attention to that.
Yeah.
Especially the big labor folks are up here on a pretty consistent basis. And we saw just last week an example of that when we saw this legislation where when a business, labor union's trying to organize a business, we've always had secret ballots so the person, you know, the
right.
people could decide, do they want a labor union or not? Well,
mm-hmm.
the Democrats threw that all out the window last week, at least in the House, by now saying that you have this checkoff system where it's no longer a secret ballot and there's now room for intimidation, coercion, et cetera. Now, that was passed in the House. It would have to pass the Senate, and I don't think they're going to get beyond the 60 votes over there, and the president has said that he would veto it anyway. So, that's just an example of you know, what's going on the other side. So we have to make sure in the small business community that we're being heard as well.
Well, exactly, and I appreciate those comments. When an organization like the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, I know you know Karen Kerrigan well, and
mm-hmm.
and the folks over at the NFIB and the National Restaurant Association, when folks like that who represent small businesses contact you, how much impact, how much do you feel that they really are representing small businesses?
Oh, I think they do represent small businesses because if they didn't, you know, they wouldn't be. Their membership would go way down, and they do listen. And the issues that they talk about are pretty consistent. Things like taxation, the fact that we need to simplify taxes and try to lower them to the extent possible. And businesses have been more successful, you know, at least in the last decade in that area, trying to reduce the amount of regulation. I don't think we've been as successful there as I would have liked.
Right.
It's still pretty complex, to run a business nowadays. So it's, you know, litigation, taxation, all those things. So
those are things that I want to dwell on those a little bit more when we come back after this next break, folks. I want to talk to the congressman about the alleged Employee Free Choice Act. It's not really much free choice there, folks. And some other issues that are on the table for Congress these days that will impact small businesses. We'll get his thoughts right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Congressman Steve Chabot from Ohio is our guest. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate, and we're visiting with Congressman Steve Chabot. He's the congressman from the 1st District of Ohio. That's the southern district that rounds Cincinnati there. He's in his 13th year, his 6th, I guess now your 7th cycle, right?
Yep, that's right. Every 2 years, yep. That's
right. Congratulations on that. The obviously very smart people there in the 1st District, and we appreciate them sending a good small business owner back to Congress.
Well,
you know,
thank you.
Congressman, Republican or Democrat, we need more small business owners running for Congress, don't we?
There's no question about it. You know, a lot of people don't have that experience, and I think it's very helpful. And small businesses, after all, are the backbone of this country. 80% of the jobs over the last 10 years that have been created not by the big guys, but by small business, and that's the future. There's no reason to think that isn't going to be true in the future.
When you're debating these issues, when you're debating issues that are important to small business owners, do you come up against people on the other side of the issue, maybe the other side of the aisle, and it's clear that they don't realize that it's a small business issue, but they don't realize what kind of damage they're doing. They don't understand small business.
Well, I think that's true. Unfortunately, a lot of the folks have a tendency maybe to have come from a different background or just the people that they listen to aren't the small business owners. They tend to listen to some of the left-wing pressure groups, you know, up here, whoever they might be, and just don't, I think, in their gut really relate to how important small business is. And the small business community is absolutely critical to this country.
Right. Well, there's no question about that. Let's get back into the check card, what you call the check card issue, which is also the act is, the law is actually called, or the proposed law is actually called Employee Free Choice Act, which I don't, you know, I mean, I know why they call it that, because they tried to give it a warm, fuzzy name, but the truth is, it's not really free choice at all, is it?
No, it's not. It's you know, kind of like putting lipstick on a pig kind of thing. They dress it up with a name that sounds like, well, who would be against free choice?
Right.
But it's really more accurately described as, I think, an election intimidation bill. Because rather than having a secret ballot where a person who's deciding whether they want to have a union in their company or not, where they can make that decision based upon its merits, they'll have some union organizer with a card there saying, here, sign this, and here's your vote, and they're keeping track of which way people have voted. So if they're successful, they're going to know whether you were with them or not, and people are afraid that there might be some, you know, sort of blowback from that. And so, I just think that's nuts. That's not the way we do elections in this country. It shouldn't be when we go to vote for our elected officials, and it shouldn't be the way that we do it when we're deciding whether or not we want to be represented by a union or not.
What was the count? It passed the House last week, And of course, Democrats have more votes than Republicans do now. They're in charge. What was the vote?
I don't remember the exact number, but it passed. The good thing is it did not pass with a number sufficient to uphold a veto, to overcome a veto
right.
by the president. Because the president has indicated if it gets to his desk, he's going to veto it. And then it would come back to the House and the Senate. It would take a two-thirds vote in each House to overcome his veto and then still become law, and it didn't have that. That's the important number. I think it won by about 50 votes or so.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the Republicans voted against it, except for about, I think, 25 or so, and most of the Democrats voted for it, except for about a dozen, I believe.
Right.
So, you know, those kinds of votes when Republicans were in control went the other way.
If it's something that obviously, well, they didn't know if they would get a veto-proof majority in the House, but they pretty much knew they weren't going to get it through the Senate. The president has already agreed to veto it. Why put so much energy into something? Why wouldn't whoever was in charge of this say, you know, let's move on to something we think we can pass?
Well, most people believe and speculate that it was really kind of payback for the dramatic support that the Democrats received from the labor unions in this past election. And there's no reason to believe that that's not true. Now, I have to say, in full disclosure, there were when Republicans were in control, there were oftentimes votes when you knew that it might not become law, but you had a vote, so you'd get people on the record and let people know one way or the other whether you're for or against something. At least make people make a decision, and then you know who's with you and who's against you. So I don't necessarily criticize them for having a vote on this. You know, we did that sort of thing when Republicans were
right.
My criticism is on the merits of the bill. I just think it's such lousy policy to no longer allow people to have a secret ballot that I think it just reeks on its own merits.
Yeah, I agree with you. What are some of the other issues that are going on in Congress these days with regard to small business?
Well, taxation is probably the most significant thing over the long term that we're going to be about over the next year or so. As most people know, under the president, we passed significant tax cuts that oftentimes really did help small business people. And for example, just in the marginal rates themselves, most small business owners don't, you know, they pay on an individual basis.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you cut taxes across the board on people, that benefits many who own small businesses. And so a lot of the tax things, we need to make the tax cuts we passed permanent. Most of the Democrats are against that.
Absolutely. Well, and then what we know for sure is when you leave more of the capital small business owners have in their businesses, they create more jobs, and that creates more revenue. The government has more money now than they've ever had.
Exactly. And people ought to be able to decide how they spend their money, not the government.
Exactly. Hold on to that thought. Quick break, folks. Right back. Stay with us.
Come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns.
Welcome back. It's 7-2. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Congressman Steve Chabot. He's the U.S. Congressman from the 1st District of Ohio. Congressman, why don't you give us your website, please, so we can check it out.
It's www.house.gov/Chabot, and it's spelled Chabot.
Is that dot Chabot or slash Chabot?
Let's see, slash.
Yeah, okay.
www.house, for House of Representatives,
right.
.gov.
Slash.
For government, and then slash Chabot. And Chabot, although it sounds like it'd be with an S, it's Chabot.
All right, so check that out, folks, when you get a chance. And I know that he has an outstanding voting record on small business based on some of the tabulations by some of the folks that we'd mentioned earlier, the NFIB and the SBE Council. And we thank you for that voting record, Congressman. I want to turn just for a moment to national election, the next presidential election, and ask you just one simple question.
Mm-hmm.
Have you decided who you're going to back for president on the Republican
side? No, I have not. That's too early.
Okay. All right. But you'll be,
this is going to be, I'm sure, breaking news, but it'll probably be a Republican.
No, that was my question. I knew it was going to be a Republican. Bothering me, but I wondered if you who you thought.
I really have no idea who it's going to be. It's going to be interesting. It's the first time in a long time that we haven't had either a sitting president or vice president that's one of the candidates on either side. So,
right.
Very interesting.
It will be interesting. What are some of the other small business issues that are on the table for you guys to take a look at these days?
Well, I think whether or not we make permanent the tax cuts, especially those that affected small business, has to be at or near the top of the list of things that we have to consider. I'm not liking too much what I've been hearing from the Democrats, especially Charlie Rangel, for example, who is now the head of the Ways and Means Committee. That's the Tax mm-hmm. Writing Committee in Congress.
Right.
And he was asked shortly before the election, are there any of the tax cuts that the Republicans have passed that you'd like to see made permanent? He said, I can't think of one.
Uh-huh.
So that means we're talking about things like the research and development tax credit, which especially benefits small business. It means the reduction in marginal rates. It means the reduction in capital gains.
Aren't some of the tax cuts going to be made permanent in association with the minimum wage in committee?
Yes, there's a possibility, although they may just be extended as well for a couple of years. And that's been one of the problems. Now, in the past, we didn't have the votes over in the Senate to make them permanent. Now the Democrats have taken over, so it's even worse as far as getting permanent tax cuts. So, I mean, as you know, Jim, and most business people know, if you can rely upon the tax cuts that are passed over the long term, it gives you a much better ability to plan and hire people and buy equipment.
Absolutely.
You know, so that's why tax cuts are great, even if they're for a couple of years, but they're not nearly as good as they are if you make them permanent.
And I'm assuming that we could count on you to vote against the minimum wage increase.
Well, we already voted against it.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm for the tax cut. So,
right.
And this is another dilemma that you find yourself in. I think the government setting wages is just wrong. It doesn't make any
price
sense
controls.
For the whole ring. Absolutely, right. But I'm for tax cuts. So, unfortunately,
right.
What they oftentimes do is they'll combine something you're for and something you're against, and then you got to vote up or down on which one's more important. And that sometimes puts you in a real box.
Well, we're going to have Senator Mike Enzi back on the show, I think, in another week or so. And as you know, he's the champion over there on the Senate side with regard to small business health plans.
Mm-hmm,
and I
right.
know you guys passed those several times in the House, and it just couldn't get out of committee in the Senate. And he's still working on that. He still thinks he can get it through. If with a new Congress, that won't have to come back before the House again, will it?
Yeah, it would have to come back for the House. Yeah, when we passed it, it was in a previous Congress, and
right.
whatever Congress does ends as of the when that Congress goes out of session.
Mm.
So we passed association health plans six times in the last 5 years. So we're for it, or we were. Now I can't say for sure where the new Congress is. I'm hoping there's enough Democrats that'll vote with us to pass it again, but that remains to be seen.
In my opinion, Congressman, that's one of the most important public policy issues facing small business owners right now is being able to have access to small business health plans and to be able to negotiate across state lines the way corporations and unions can now.
Yeah, I agree completely with you, and that's why I've consistently voted for it. Small business folks ought to be able to pool their resources and basically have the same clout as the bigger companies and the labor unions do.
Right. I think that one piece of legislation could change the marketplace significantly for a long time. And, Congressman, we thank you for your support of small businesses, as always, and we're looking forward to seeing you again next time.
Thank you, Jim. Look forward to being back with you.
Congressman Steve Chabot, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, a great small business champion in Congress. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm gone for this hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.